Yo, what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon-exclusive show where I, Blessing at AOA Jr., go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Greg fucking Miller and Roger McCorney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Greg, Roger, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's not the regular cast, but it's fun.
Yeah, I know. Tim, dead.
Is dead and deceased. The snakes got to him.
The snakes
bit in the eyes, and then they went deeper.
Yep,
and
they went deep.
His eye sockets
through every hole.
God, Jesus Christ. We can say that on Patreon. Today, we're talking about the eight greatest E3 moments of the last 10 years.
Okay.
The eight greatest E3 moments of the last 10 years. This is from IGN.
Oh,
this is published by Lucy O'Brien.
Oh, I know her.
And was posted originally June 5th, 2019.
Oh, okay.
Greg.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I guess. You don't really need to update it.
Didn't really miss much, yeah.
So what comes to mind for you when you think of greatest E3 moments?
Well, you know that the one, the problem I have is keeping anything straight. Mm-hmm. For me, I've never been the historian. The dates run together, the showcases run together, and yada, yada, yada. Even though you said it on Games Daily when we did the funeral for E3, what I would always go back to is the announcement of, or I guess the dueling announcements, right, of Xbox One and PlayStation 4. I will never forget that E3. I will never forget that energy of when Jack Trent was on stage and was like, there's no DRM, and the place just goes fucking wild.
Yep.
Like, it's, you know, Jackie T was always very much like, you know, a showman or whatever. But, like, you can see him just, like, he's like Superman charging in the yellow sun of Earth, right? Like, he is just like fucking feasting as people popped off as he went through everything that was amazing about that. You know, personally, for a personal moment, right, would be probably I don't even remember. I want to say maybe the year after, maybe it was the year before or whatever. But we had landed at E3 for IGN, and I got a text from PlayStation, someone very high up on the PR chain, and was just like, yo, tomorrow when the conference is happening, do you mind if when Shu's on stage we use one of your tweets, if we use one of your things? And I was like, oh yeah, sure, that's no problem. And I didn't tell anybody about it, because again, I thought it's going to be like one of the, you know, dozens or what. I don't, what are they going to use it for? How's it going to be? It won't be a real thing, right? And it was, Shu got on stage and was like explaining who he was, and he was kind of like, you know, I've kind of become like, you know, the face of PlayStation and social media. And behind him at E3, in front of everybody, this tweet went up, and it was a tweet from me, and it was a shoe with Clements and Colin and me and the Podcast Beyond crew out in San Francisco. And it was one of those that it went up, and like, it was, you know, part where it was used to make his point. So like, I was in the war room with all of IGN, and like, it's, I don't think it's, you know how fucking weird and stupid my life is, so this is saying something. It's never happened before or since, I think, in terms of a work capacity. The place erupted, the war room, and I went beet red. Like, that's, I was awesome. So, you know what I mean? Like, I was so proud, not embarrassed, but it was just like the reaction. I did not expect our group, all of IGN, to flip the fuck out to see all of us morons up there. And I was like, that's really cool. You know what I mean?
That's really awesome.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, there's so many to pick from when you're talking about the greatest E3 moments of the last 10 years. Because I come down on, like, so many great trailers and like conference moments. And so one of the ones I brought up was the E3 2015 for PlayStation. But honestly, you can pull from, I feel like there's like a run of PlayStation E3 presentations that you can pull from. Cause there was that one with Shenmue Last Guardian and Final Fantasy VII Remake. There was the one where it was live orchestra, and it was, you know, game trailer after game trailer after game trailer with no filler.
Yeah.
And I think that was what, God of War?
That was God of War, what a moment.
Horizon
was
in there.
Right?
Like, even the God of War moment, which might be the best one of those, right? Like, that was such a sick reveal. In fact, I might just say God of War as one of the moments, but I would even encompass like PlayStation in there. And so I'm going to say God of War, and I'm also going to say the Shenmue Last Guardian one that I was talking about, and Final Fantasy VII Remake, PlayStation 2015. Like, that was such a moment. And then because I also think about Shadow Colossus being revealed. I think that might have been more of a personal thing, because I want to say that was E3.
Well, that's what's so tough about it, right? It's trying to separate what the personal vibe of it from, you know, what it was. Because, like, what stands out to you is different. Like, it's like, I remember the reaction guy's photo from IGN, right? This is a meme everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But it was them reacting to what, like, I want to say they were reacting originally to
a Zelda thing.
Maybe? Yeah, they were originally reacting to something that just Nintendo shit the bed with 1 year, and then the next one where they're all freaking out is Zelda. But I
yeah,
I guess, what was it? Wind Waker, was it? Is that the one? Yeah, I mean, I don't remember.
Maybe Twilight Princess.
I don't remember which one they were flipping out for, yeah.
But yeah, I would say Shadow Colossus, that E3, I don't know if that's going to be on there because that's so much of a personal thing, but yeah, I think PlayStation E3 2015 and then the God of War E3. I don't know if they'll do the whole thing or just that moment, but for me, that was such a sick moment. And then another one that I'll throw out there would be Smash Ultimate, Everybody's Here. That was such a strong reveal, right? Because we already knew the game was already announced, right? It was announced at the previous Direct, and you get there at E3 and they show a Smash trailer and they just kept going, right? Every character had like a number assigned to them and it just kept going until it was like, wait, this is everybody. And yeah, the thing hits is Everybody's Here. For me, that's one of the strongest presentations.
That's one I couldn't even tell you was an E3 thing because I remember now talking about it, obviously Tim freaking out next to us, mm-hmm. but I like watching the Nintendo store in New York where there's that clip of like mm-hmm. people gather around to watch it and they're flipping out and like the hype of them building up to finally realizing, yeah, everybody's here.
Yeah. Another one I'll throw out, Keanu Reeves coming out for Cyberpunk 2077.
Sure. You're beautiful. Or you're breathtaking.
You're breathtaking. Like, I think that was such a strong one.
Sure.
And yeah, then
that's a great call.
Another one that I remember very fondly in terms of a whole presser that was really great was, I forget what year, no, it's 2015, because it was Bethesda, where they revealed Fallout 4 fully, and it's Todd Howard talking on stage for 35 minutes, breaking down everything, doing the, and it just works. And like, you know, it was that. It was, I think, Fallout Shelter coming to mobile.
That was a really good one. That was
Doom, 2016, I believe, got revealed for the first time there. And there was an extended gameplay trailer that was dope as hell. And then I want to say Dishonored 2 was there as well. Like, that was just a strong press conference overall. Yeah. But I think Fallout 4 really made that one. So I'm writing that down too.
Okay.
So between that, we got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 here.
I got one.
What's up, Raj?
For me, is the Xbox One backwards compatibility stuff. Mm. That for me was just such a cool moment because I didn't expect any backwards compatibility that entire generation. PS4 and Xbox One both launched without any mention of it. So then Phil coming on stage and be like, "Hey, there's a thing that's happening. We're doing this. We're gonna make these games backwards compatible." That was a really exciting one for me. I don't know if it's gonna be on the list, but that sticks out to me.
Was that remind me? Was games coming to Xbox Game Pass, like Xbox first party games coming to Xbox Game Pass? Was that an E3 moment, or was that
like a press release? I couldn't fucking tell you.
Because like if that maybe I'm just like conflating things. Because if that was in conjunction with backwards compatibility, oh no, because backwards compatibility was earlier than that. If I think about it, so maybe those weren't in conjunction, but I could see one of those hitting. Between backwards compatibility and the Xbox Game Pass thing, if I have that correct. I'm writing both those down.
Write them down.
All right. Is there anything we're missing?
Probably.
So the last 10 years, so we're going back to 2009. Nothing comes to mind immediately. I feel like these are a lot of the strongest ones.
Okay, let's see where let's go. Let's go. And see what happens.
Again, this is IGN. This is Lucy O'Brien. This is published in 2019. Number 8. Gabe Newell on the PlayStation stage in 2010.
Right? That is such a nerdy grab. Like, I remember it. It was I obviously was covering it for IGN. Like, that is such a nerdy grab of, yeah, if you don't remember, like, during the PS3 generation, he talks so much shit about PlayStation 3. And then, yeah, he came out and it was like, oh, he's like, I'm lucky to be here kind of thing.
Was this them announcing Portal?
Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when in 2010, he appeared on the Sony stage to announce that Portal 2 would be landing on the console. Way to go, Gabe. All right. That's one that I wasn't watching E3 at that time, but I know about this moment. And so I feel like I probably could have pulled this one.
Got it. Boo, Lucy. There's a boo.
At number 7, Miyamoto on the Ubisoft stage in 2017.
Okay.
All right, for Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. That's a really good one. I don't know if I'll say the strongest.
Is it a really good one? It's a good one. And you get it. You're like, oh, sure, of course. Nintendo be on Ubisoft. That's crazy.
I think there was a couple of things with it. I think part of it was the emotion of the director.
Developer.
I forget the name of the director, but the director of Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Yeah. Like, how honored he was to Miyamoto would allow him to work on a Mario game, and he loved Mario so much, right? Yeah, you can see him like kind of tearing up in the audience. I think that plus the fact that that game leaked right before, a week or so before, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, "This sounds terrible!" Mario and Rabbids game, that sounds like it sucks. Like
this shit's gonna be terrible.
When you read it on paper, you're like, "This sounds terrible," and then the reveal actually looked really good. And I think that the reveal won people over. So I can see how that would be how that could be top.
Sure.
I don't know if it'll be my top 8, but I could see it in there. Number 6, Everyone is Here, the Smash Brothers moment. Hell yeah. Nailed it. And number five, PS4 game sharing announcement.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Which, five?
That's not an is that an E3 moment? Well,
yeah.
I guess it came, the YouTube video came out during
E3. Exactly. There's, it's a moment where on stage, Jack is like, you can share games, you can buy used games, yada, yada. And while he was saying that, they published the YouTube video of Shu and Adam Boys being like, thank you.
Yeah, that might be that.
What a fucking dunk.
That like, those are the moments that I think I'll miss in terms of the competition aspect of it.
And they were so rare. Like, that was such a shots fired curb stomp. Yeah. You know what I mean?
At number four, Microsoft debuts the Kinect.
Milo. Skittles! Oh, there you go to Milo. You're right. Yeah, yeah. I'm jumping to the next one. You're right. You're right.
Sure, the Kinect might be something of a failed experiment for Microsoft, but our minds were collectively blown when the technology was debuted at the E3 Xbox conference in 2009. That was my question. It's like, was it? See, like, were your minds blown?
I will say, as a child then watching this stuff, my mind was blown. Like, seeing this stuff, and like, I remember watching this presser, I truly was like, Mom, this is the future. Like, this is what video games are going to
be. No more controllers, Mom.
Exactly. Mm. Like, we can do, look, it's like Wii, but like, I don't even need a Wii controller, Mom. And she's like, that's pretty cool. I'm not buying it for you.
Yeah.
I guess
she's like, I don't want you screaming at our TV.
That's fair.
Xbox on.
I guess that brings me back to like Wonder Book. How like I was excited for it where nobody else was excited for it.
Sure.
Right. And I guess for this, like the promise of this technology, I could see being mind blowing of being able to play games without even a controller. And so that makes a lot of sense. And I do, you know what? When I think about it, seeing the trailers and like reading about Kinect online after the press conference, I remember being like, wow, this is the future a little bit. And so, all right, I can see it.
This is the future a little bit.
This is the future a little bit. But like, we don't love the Wii anymore, so are we going to love Kinect? And number three, Xbox One backwards compatibility. Roger absolutely nailed it. In 2015, backwards compatibility was consistently at the top of every Xbox gamer's wish list. It's no surprise that seconds before Phil Spencer uttered the words that it was coming to Xbox One on the E3 stage that year, the crowd started going wild. Hell yeah. And number two, Final Fantasy VII Remake announcement.
Yeah.
Which I would say probably is just in conjunction with the other things I mentioned, right? Because this was the same one where it was Last Guardian and Shenmue and stuff. And I think that whole E3 press conference was a really good one. But
and this was the Huber one, right? Where the music started and he flipped out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. And then number one. Before we get to number one, it's got to be, well, what do you think it is? Because we got a PS4 Nintendo. Versus Xbox One thing.
Something Nintendo. Some Nintendo thing. Some Zelda announcement.
Because God of War is still on the menu. Keanu's still on the menu. I don't think Last Guardian would be bigger than like a Final Fantasy VII remake.
That's fair.
Fallout 4. I'm going to say Fallout 4.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm saying something Nintendo.
And number one, PlayStation's entire 2016 conference.
Okay.
Absolutely fair.
Lucy writes here, look, I know I'm kind of cheating here, but PlayStation's 2016 conference was so universally good that it kind of reached a state of heightened consciousness that no E3 conference has topped since. The sheer number of exclusives on display at this conference was mind-boggling. The Last Guardian, Horizon Zero Dawn, Detroit Become Human, and then the four massive reveals, Days Gone, Death Stranding, God of War, and Marvel Spider-Man. Just look at Sony Flex. Yeah, no, 1,000%.
They never stopped. They never stopped.
Fuck, was God of War and Spider-Man revealed at the same E3 with Death Stranding? That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Specifically, Spider-Man was such a cool one of, like, there's those rumors of, like, oh, it's going to be made. It's a Sony exclusive. And then seeing Insomniac, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Because
everybody thought it was Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch, yeah. We thought it was going to be Sucker Punch.
That's absolutely wild. Did they close on Days Gone that year? I feel like one of the years they closed on Days Gone, everybody was like, that was a weird one to close on.
I think, well, the first time around, though, like, it wouldn't have been, we didn't know, right? Because it was the Horde, and I think it might have chased Deacon St. John up a thing, and it kind of ended with, like, the Horde surrounding him, and, like, that tech was cool.
But I remember there still being, like, the conversation of, like, well, last
we need another zombie game.
Like, do we need this, all that stuff, but, okay, yeah, I can abide by this. I like this list.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm going to give
it so personal. There's so many, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? How are you picking? Yada, yada, yada.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let us know in the comments below, what are some of your favorite E3 moments? Are you happy or sad that E3's dead? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg. That's been Roger on the Ones and Twos. And it's been our pleasure to serve you.